Living in the peace of God. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." In one of his Psalms, David instructs us to seek peace and pursue it. And the very definition of the kingdom of God, according to Paul, is, "For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost." We all want to know in actuality, not just theoretically, what it means to live in that peace, not just experience it occasionally. However, if and when I make the decision to do so, I can expect to be immediately led into the wilderness of my carnal mind to be tempted of the devil. See the temptations of Jesus. This accuser of the brethren, the Satan, or carnal mind, who accuses us before our God day and night, is relentless in its accusations, the most powerful one being that everything is meaningless, that my life here on this planet has no purpose. It may take some time to recall and really understand the meaning of Jesus' words, "He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." And, "Agree with thine adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison." I will most likely find myself in the prison of my carnal mind when I am attempting to judge my success or lack of it, because I have not yet let go of this so-called life that is it, that is my humanity and is no life at all. The words of Jesus, "I can of mine own self do nothing," and of Paul, "I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me," has to become my reality. I need to realize that I may still be married to the law, wanting to do something meaningful, so that I can feel good about myself and find peace. But humanity, which is not ordained of God, can never find the peace that Jesus has given us. It can only find the peace that the world giveth, and is not the peace of God, which passes all understanding. I have to come to the understanding that Jesus was indeed correct when he said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." I must realize that even though my physical body is still in the world where tribulation is the order of the day, I have to reckon myself dead indeed unto sin, the carnal mind or my humanity, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I have to lose this human life, knowing that it has been crucified, so that I no longer think that my humanity has a life, but rather know that Christ is living its life as me. I have to come to the place where what I am observing and experiencing in my humanity doesn't matter at all, because I have at last accepted Paul's statement, "For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God." Like Paul, I have to put my total concentration on knowing God, counting everything else as dung. I have to learn to live from the within, are in me, the place where my Father dwells, the only place, according to Jesus, that I can experience peace. I cease to concern myself with what is happening without, the place where I will never know the mystery of the kingdom of God. And he said unto them, "Unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables." I must learn yet another lesson from Paul. "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." I have to ignore all the reports and prophecies of doom occurring in the without, not allowing them to move me, that I might finish my course with joy, rather than with all the anxiety that continually robs me of my peace. I can't count my life dear unto myself, because I now know that I am already dead, and that the only life I have is the life hid with Christ in God that can never die, for it is eternal life, begotten of God in the beginning. I must increasingly cease to be moved, emotionally troubled, by the negative reports that would formerly cause me untold worry and anxiety. Reports that my brother has Alzheimer's, that my sister will most likely have to have a hip replacement replaced. Reports of local, national, and world disasters that are happening or about to happen, etc. I know that the world, even the Christian world, will call this callousness. But I also know that Paul called it setting my affections on things above rather than on the things on the earth, and looking not at things which are seen and therefore temporal, but rather at the things that are not seen and eternal. In other words, being of the kingdom of God, living from the within, rather than of this world, living from the without, responding to humanity with my humanity. This, of course, means receiving Paul's ministry, to testify the gospel of the grace of God, which in another letter he calls the ministry of reconciliation. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. I have to recognize that nothing I can do or not do can make me any more reconciled to God, that this reconciliation has come to me by grace and not by the works of the law. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I have to recognize that the gospel of the grace of God is that we are righteous without the law, that we are created in righteousness and true holiness. All we have to do is recognize and accept it, because it is a free gift, not to be earned. Now when something happens that begins to threaten my peace, I immediately remind myself that it doesn't matter, because it isn't happening in the kingdom of God, which is our Father's good pleasure to give to me, if I will but receive it, by becoming single-eyed, looking away from the without and to the within, where our Father dwells. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thine eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. But when thine eye is evil, thy body also is full of darkness. The resulting light dispels the darkness, as far as I am concerned. Others around me may fall, but I remain unaffected, because I am consciously aware that I am already dead and cannot be affected. Even if this physical thing that I call body, which is only a false concept of body, should have the life that controls it removed from it, that life can never die and already has its true body, eternal in the heavens. And I know that which is true for me is also true for everyone else, even if they are unaware of it. Now I understand my purpose for being born. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. It is by this means and no other that I will find it possible to live in the peace of God on a consistent basis. I am here not to save myself or others on any level, but rather to recognize the salvation that is already ours. By becoming increasingly aware of this truth, I bear witness unto the truth by knowing that I am in Christ, and therefore I am the truth.